Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. Man, I am an anti-communist. I'm going to tip my hat to a lot of things that are pro-America today because that's what I do every day. I believe in this country, and so should you. Why? Well, for a lot of reasons, and you know it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the United States Supreme Court tossed out a Massachusetts law that required massive amounts of government regulation to own and use a gun for self-protection. Well, that's over. Number two, liberal heads are exploding as Elon Musk is now moving rapidly to buy Twitter and avoid the upcoming legal battle over his decision to leave the deal at one point. Well, he's back. And the left, back in full-on panic. Number three, if you missed it, OPEC gave Joe Biden, the socialist Democrats in America and around the world, the proverbial middle finger on Wednesday. And despite Joe Biden begging and groveling for them to keep moving oil at current production rates, the ministers instead doubled a cut in production from what was first suggested. From 1 million barrels a day at first reported to a cut of 2 million barrels a day. A move that will, without question, push oil prices higher. And as a result, the price of gas will continue to spiral out of control all the way to Election Day. In fact, the national average up again today. That's right, up again. I'm going to tell you what it is because it's been down for several weeks. The Democrats were bragging about it. Joe Biden bragged about it. Today, the national average 387 and climbing fast. In Michigan, where I am, 434, climbing fast, 449 all around my house. Illinois now back at 440. Swing states like Arizona over 450. Nevada 555. Good luck, Democrats, in those two states. And to cut to daily production outputs is very significant. It represents about 2% of the world's daily delivery of crude. That's what they've cut, OPEC. It's terrible news for the left, and it's hard not to see this as a declaration of war by OPEC on the Green New Dealers. The radical globalists that are trying to destroy the worldwide use of hydrocarbons that they like to call fossil fuels. I mean, why wouldn't OPEC do whatever they can to help get radical social justice warriors tossed out of Washington in November? These people are trying to destroy the use of oil and gas, and that, of course, would mean destroying those nations' economies. And guess what? Saudi Arabia isn't interested in getting destroyed financially. Not now, and I'm going to say not ever. Let that be a warning to the radicals that will emerge from the wreckage of this miscalculation in the years to come. You see, the OPEC ministers gathered and took aim at the left-wing politicians that have tried to destroy the energy sector both here and globally. And OPEC knows the economy is the number one driver for voters this year in America and elsewhere. It's the most important customer. And if the price of gas continues to rocket up, as it's been doing for a couple of weeks already now, it will certainly spell doom for the Democrats in the midterm elections. And those at the meeting are setting their sights on everyone that has gone after them. You need to hear this. This is really important. At the OPEC Plus meeting, the head of the Saudi delegation hammered a reporter from Reuters for the inability of that news agency to get its facts straight several times. Listen.
Alex Lawler from Reuters News Agency. I had two questions.
Alex, I have to talk to you about... So you have got it wrong.
Okay.
And you have got it wrong twice.
Before I ask a question, I'll...
And you will get it the third time if you... You know, you did... as Reuters did not do a proper job. You talked about Russia doing this and that. And actually, the day that your story came out, no one from Russia talked to me, nor I talked to anybody from Russia. You repeated that again with another tale of a story prior to that, that Saudi and Russia, blah, 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 are congregating around $100 price. That is not true. And I spent 20 minutes from one of your respected members of your peer in Dubai explaining to her, or actually 25 minutes, why we don't go as Saudi Arabia for price targeting. And that 25 minutes went in vain, and I really don't like that.
And I really don't like that. And the fact of the matter is, he's not going to answer any more questions. That's what he said in the end. I'm not answering any more questions from Reuters. You can talk to somebody else around here, but I'm not talking to you or your organization until you get your act together. The fact of the matter is this. In one new poll after another, the Republicans are running away with the issues that people are most concerned about, oil and gas at the top of that list. A new Monmouth survey listed the top concerns for voters this year, and no surprise, inflation and the economy are far and away number one. That's going to get worse because Joe Biden angered OPEC and has no respect on the world stage from anyone. And as a result, we will all pay a big financial price, and that is also a price the Democrat Party and its far-left socialist wing are going to get hit with at the polling place in November. The doomsday poll for Democrats is getting plenty of attention at CNN and the other far-left networks. I want you to hear this. Listen.
Look, at the top of the list, extremely or very important, 82% said inflation. That's not so surprising. But the crime, look at that, crime at 72%, way up there, the second most important issue for the federal government to address. And then abortion, all the way down here at just 56%, basically tied with infrastructure at 57%, well within the margin of error of infrastructure. This split, with crime being so high and abortion being so low, was quite the shocker to me.
Well, that's a big problem for them, isn't it? Yeah, a big problem. You've got the economy number one. That's right. Other top issues, crime, elections, voting integrity, jobs, immigration, rounding out the top five concerns of Americans. Abortion, you just saw, which Democrats have been banking on to change the outcome this fall, comes in seventh place. Climate change ranks distant as it also ran 10th place. None of this is good news for the Bernie Sanders and the socialists. And when CNN is talking about it as much as they are, this is a big problem for those that think Democrats will hang on in the election for the House or the Senate. Because as Democrats are trying to talk their way out of it, the old adage comes to mind, if you're explaining, you're losing. And one of the red flags is the importance of crime. Crime. Number two there versus abortion over the last 6 months. And this is very telling, not only the numbers, but the emphasis it's getting from CNN and the discussion they're having. Listen to this.
What are people searching for on Google? What is it that comes to their mind? So this is Google searches crime versus abortion, the percentage among those who search for either. Look, around the time that Roe v. Wade was overturned in June, crime was just at 30% of all the searches that people were searching between crime and abortion. Abortion was at 70%. In May, again, abortion higher than crime. In July, it was basically tied. Abortion slightly higher than crime. But look now in September. Crime, 71% to just 29% for abortion. That is basically back to the pre-Roe v. Wade overturning sort of baseline, where we were back in April, where crime was making up 74% of the searches versus abortion at just 26%.
That is startling. Startling if you're a Democrat. The economy and crime, 1-2. And you believe you're going to hold the House and the Senate? Please. You can lose governorships as well. In fact, it looks like Oregon, the state of Oregon, is going to put a Republican in place for the first time in God only knows when. I've got more on this polling, more on the problems they're facing, and more on the cuts from OPEC. Straight ahead here as we're just getting warmed up. Good to have you here. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people, start at the shelter, because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog. Puppy mills and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.